Welcome and thanks for joining Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan. Let's pray.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean; and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My friends, I want to ask your indulgence in doing a little experiment today. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Go and announce the Gospel of the Lord. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. The results of my experiment are as I anticipated and maybe even feared a little bit. I'll come back to those results in a moment, but for now, a little bit of catechesis. What I just gave you were the three new dismissals used at the end of Mass by priests or deacons. Well, new as in 10-ish years old, but new because according to the Secretariat for Divine Worship, the Holy Father, Pope Benedict at the time, he had a desire to find ways to express more clearly the connection between what's celebrated in the liturgy and how the faithful live lives beyond the liturgy, that movement from the altar to the world. The dismissal, this one simple sentence, and yet it's been described by some as the second most important prayer in the Mass. Even the name Mass, Misa, meaning dismissal or sending forth, missio, being sent to fulfill the mission that each and every one of us has, clergy or lay faithful. And our Gospel today demonstrates this. The apostles listed individually by name, both to show us who they are, but also to convey the reality that we are all called by name to love and serve the Lord, to participate in His salvific mission. They are called, and then they are sent to proclaim the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is at hand. We have all been called by name. At our baptism, we are given our Christian name and we are given that mission. We too can write our names with the names of those disciples named in Scripture today, those holy names, Simon, Peter, James. We can add to that Barbara or Koji or Alexa. We can add all of our names to that list. And in a few short moments, we get a taste of the kingdom of God when we enter into the eternal now of God, that once and forever sacrifice that inaugurated the kingdom, the Eucharist. And then we get dismissed, just as the apostles were. You will be sent forth to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim his message of repentance, of forgiveness, of love. You will be sent to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, after the dismissal, the point when the Mass is truly ended, there's often a recessional hymn or a Marian antiphon. Some parishes, after the dismissal, they pray the St. Michael prayer, and other faithful stay after Mass to make prayers of thanksgiving. And all of these things are good and holy and laudable practices, but they cannot distract us from the fact that we have been sent forth. I remember early in my Catholic life, I went to a parish where after the dismissal, the priest and the deacon and all the liturgical ministers, they would process out, and as they passed the first row of pews, everybody from those pews would stand up and they would form a line behind the priest, and eventually in one big line, everybody would exit the church. This very tangible way of expressing that sending forth. My brothers and sisters, at the beginning of this homily, in my little experiment, I didn't just make three statements. I gave three exhortations. Go and announce the gospel. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. And the response that I got from y'all, as I expected, was about the same as I do when Anna gives me something for her honey-do list. I just stare at her, hope that she'll maybe forget. Today, tomorrow, the next day, and every single day that you are able to participate in the Eucharistic sacrifice, remember that second most important prayer, that dismissal that you receive at the end of Mass. And even if you sing the beautiful Salve Regina or you pray in silence, make sure that the last thing you do as you walk out the doors of the church, the last thing you do as a person changed by your encounter with the living God, where you have been able to consume the flesh of the Creator of the world, make sure that the last thing you do is to glorify the Lord by your life, to announce the gospel, to go out into the world, whether you're a CPA in an office tower, whether you work for the church, whether you're a student or a child, to go out into the world and to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Thanks once again for taking the time to join Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan.